Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Plyce. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Plyce. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive towards short. Bresciud reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud takes first base on ball 4. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bresciud moves to third. Georges Miranda now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Yastrzemski fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Yastrzemski. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards short. Verhals catches it and throws to first to double up Clinton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Verhals. Bressuit moves to second. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher pinch hits for Georges Miranda. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Verhals moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to first and picks off Yastrzemski. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Rollins goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Red Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Pagliarani moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stang, and towards Allen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Verhals hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Banks pinch hits for Lee Stang. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Power scores. Rollins goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Don Schwall. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Carroll Hardy. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Verhulst hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 4 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power bunts towards the mound. Forknealis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Power moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards short. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.